in 1 Thessalonians 1, I love that St. Paul says, he's writing a letter to the Thessalonians, and he says, I always remember you in my prayers. There's more to the reading, but I think that's an important passage here again. I always remember you in my prayers. And no show of hands, this isn't a guilt trip, but I would hope that everybody remembers to pray for your pastor, right? Pray for each other. But here's what I want you to know. Did you know that your pastor and his wife pray for you? Right? We have nightly devotions, and every night we talk about who specifically is on our prayer list. But when it comes toward the end of the week, we pray for the worship services every week, right? Renee can tell you that. We pray for you. We have a prayer, the elders and I, right to the side there before this worship service, commending this time to the Lord in his presence. And it's important to pray for one another, right? And even to be specific. If we know somebody in the church who's hurting, remember them, right? You know somebody who has a surgery coming up. Remember them. Right? Did you hear Paul? I always remember you in my prayers. This is a missionary remembering a congregation. So I want you to know you are in my prayers. And as I think about us praying for each other, I can't help but tell. This is a true story. You know, pastors, when they tell a story, I have to let you know, is it a true story or not? This is absolutely a true story. You know, it's now a year ago that we moved from Connecticut to South Carolina. And one of the families in our Connecticut church sent me a message via Facebook, right? How else these days? But sent me a message by Facebook saying that their child said, God bless Pastor Walt as he's now in North Carolina. And then they paused and said, or is it South Carolina? And then the kid said, well, you know where he is. I love that story. That's a true story that some child prays for us. And we're in South Carolina, right? I know the difference. But when you're a little kid and you live in Connecticut, it's south somewhere, right? But to remember one another, not always are our words lovely and articulate, just like that, right? We might slip up. God knows, right? Just pray fervently for one another to lift each other up before the Lord and ask his blessings upon us. You're North Carolina, South Carolina, Lord, you know where they are. Amen.